This is Proctopus Radio. And this is DJP's Rock Vinyl. And tonight, it's album night. Welcome from DJP's Rock Vinyl. And I'm glad you've joined me for tonight's album night. And I bet you're all there wondering what band it's going to be. I've already said that it's quite a well-known band. So let's play the first track from the album that I'm going to play tonight. Yes, I'm going to play four tracks for you. And this is the first track. Enjoy.
Thank you. search for a higher controller. Take me to the far and hold me. Show me the strength of your singular eye.
I'll let that just finish washing over you there. The fabulous Machine Messiah from Yes, which tells us that today's album of the week is Drama from Yes. Now, this album was released in 1980, and Yes ended up entering the new decade with two very different bandmates joining the group. Now, this was because John Anderson, vocalist, and keyboardist Rick Wakeman had left the group during rehearsals for this album. Now, reasons have been quoted as sort of artistic differences. Some say there were financial issues. Don't know. But at the end of the day, I think basically the album was pretty much written, but there were differences. So John Anderson, Rick Wakeman left the band at this point, and they were replaced by a very unlikely duo. And if anyone knows the Buggles, which had previously had some pop hit with a song called Video Killed the Radio Star, Trevor Horn, lyricist and vocalist, and keyboardist Jeff Downes joined the band, and joined, of course, Steve Howe, Chris Squire, and Alan White to form the new Yes. And this was their first, and interestingly, only album together. Now, Yes had successful albums throughout the 70s, and some of the most classic prog rock produced came from Yes. Just take the Yes album, Close to the Edge, Going for the One, and even, in my opinion, Tomato. So they had quite a, you know, a big job to stand up to. But I think if you listen to that one track, Machine Messiah, there's so much that is Yes in there. It's almost like they're doing Yes better than Yes was before, in my opinion. Wonderful guitar on that track. Wonderful driving bass and drums from Alan White. The keyboards are actually really superb from Jeff Downes, and the singing and the lyrics, pretty good too, I think you'd agree. So that was the first track that I'm playing for you tonight. And we're now going to go to our second track. Now, the next track is called Does It Really Happen? It's going to start with a cool, funky bass riff by Chris Squire, which is built around by the rest of the group. And if you listen to it, you can almost feel that this is a track that bridges between the 70s and the 80s versions of Yes. And it's got some deep Hammond-style organ chops mixed in with the overall funk and tempo variations during some interesting verses. It's got some philosophical lyrics, which is typical Yes. Time is the measure before it's begun, slips away like running water.
Thank you. what I live for the pleasure, live by the gun. Heritage for son and daughter, down to the slaughter, up for the fun. Up for anything.
Wow, does it really happen? There from the album Drama by Yes. And I think you'll agree, that closing section of that song there, Mr. Christopher Squire makes it his own, doesn't he? What brilliant bass playing, eh? I tell you, if you can just get that track and just turn that last section up, and get your bass on full boost, it's absolutely stunning. So I think those two tracks so far, I mean, they're very Yes-like, but they've got a slightly different feel. Maybe, you know, a bit more of a moderner sound for 1980. I'm just going to tell you a bit about the album, in terms of the album cover, because yet again, it's a great album cover. Of course, cover painting was done by Roger Dean, and I'm sure you can find it. I might put it up on my podcast with this, but there's three what look like puma type animals at the bottom that seem to be chasing a couple of white coloured birds, and then you've got water and some rocks, and then in the distance you've got some ice covered landscape with the album title, and then of course the brilliant Yes logo is still there at the top, you know, making you know that this is still Yes. Okay, the album was recorded at the Townhouse London, and the recording engineer was Hugh Padgham. Okay, so I do hope you're enjoying the album night and the fact that I bought you this album. I hope some people haven't heard it before, or all of it before. I've got two more tracks that I'm going to play for you. Before that, I'd just like to say I hope you do listen to Proctopus Radio at other times in the day. I do put a feed onto Twitter, and if you take my hashtag DJP's Rock Vinyl, you're about to see what's playing at any time of the day. Little tip for you there. And also, if you do go onto my webpage, then you'll also see what the upcoming sessions are for the show every day. So that's just a couple of tips for you there. I hope you're all well. I'm in the UK in England on the northeast Yorkshire coast at a town called Whitby. We are still in our lockdown, although they've started opening it up slowly, just as some lovely weather has hit. So there's loads more people out and about than there was, you know, a week or a couple of weeks ago. But everybody, still be careful. We're not through this yet, and a lot of places have still got it really bad. Just have a look at Brazil, where I know it's really bad at the moment, and I hope it's going to improve there soon. Okay, I'll just carry on then with our album night, and we're going to play the next track. Now, this next track is called Into the Lens. Now, this was originally written by the two new members of the band. They'd written this album intended for their second Buggles album, but it was heard by the other members of the band, and they then re-engineered it a bit. So we've got Chris Squire's bass, Rudiments, in the intro, and they're gradually joined by keyboards and guitars. Vocally, this song is the first where Trevor Horn really distinguishes his style apart from that of Anderson. Those previous two tracks, you might think, oh, you know, he did sound quite a lot like John. Nobody can sound like John, but I'm just saying, you know, similar. Bit different on this track. And it moves at a unique pace, which is at once rushed and deliberative. And it really straddles the line between prog and pop, like probably a few other songs. Let's not get into this debate. What's prog? Ultimately, this track did find its way back onto a Buggles album, and it was released as I Am a Camera. And they nearly got a top 40 hit with it. But this is Into the Lens. It's from Drama. It's by Yes.
Could never let you go. daughter's side. Here, where the lens is wide, you and me by the sea, taken in tranquility.
So there we had Into the Lens from Yes, from their album Drama. And we even had a bit of vocoder towards the end of that song, which I'm sure was something different for Yes. And on that track, Steve Howe was playing his Fender Steel and Telecaster guitars, which certainly soared at certain parts of that track. Now, this album was successful. It reached number 2 in the UK. It reached number 18 in the US charts. And the group went out live on tour in North America and in the UK. And I was lucky enough to be at the Birmingham Odeon on this tour to see Yes. I do remember there was a bit of antagonism, really, from some members of the audience towards the new members of the group. And I think, you know, people have got so used to seeing Yes with John Anderson and Rick Wakeman that some people found it very difficult to see this sudden mesh of what seemed to be a pop band and a very sort of progressive rock band. Now, saying all that, I think it worked really well on this album. I thought the live show was great. I wouldn't put it in like my top 10 live shows ever, but, you know, it was a good live show. It was in a good venue as well. Good old Birmingham Odeon. And I think they did well at the end of the day. Now, after this album, I'm afraid things moved on. Downes left and Horn left the group. And that was the end of Yes for a while. I'm sure we'll come back to that at some point. but I'm just going to play you now what is the last track on the album, the final track on this album. And it's called Tempus Fugit. And what can we say about this track? It's quite a high-end traditional jam, you know, that Yes quite like jamming away when they got going. And it starts with a Downes choppy organ riff before launching into a complex patter by Squire's flanged-out bass and complemented by Howe's reggae ska guitar chop, which is his Fender Stratocaster on this track. There's some harmonised vocals that lead to the ultimate lyrical hook of Yes, reminding us that this wasn't just a makeshift supergroup, it was still Yes. Tempus Fugit. We'll be right back. What a great track there to close that album out, eh? Tempus Fugit. Or Time Flies. And doesn't time fly? Only seems like a minute ago that I welcomed you to the programme. And now I've got to say goodbye, I'm afraid. So that was album night for tonight. It was Drama from 1980 from Yes. Well, the new Yes at that point. But well, it's a great album, some great tracks on it, some wonderful playing on that. So I commend it to you. So this is DJP's Rock Vinyl. I do hope you can join me on Friday night because it's my regular Friday prog night. From 8 p.m. I'll be playing you some prog rock. So it'd be great if you could join me. It'd also be great if you could let me know what you might want to hear on that show. Or even on this show. Have you got a favourite album that you like? That you could perhaps tell me about why you like it so much. Which tracks do you like from the album? Get in touch. On Twitter, DJP's Rock Vinyl. You can contact me through my Proctopus Radio website. Or on Facebook. Various ways. Please get in touch. Because without you, I've not really got a show, have I? Although I do just enjoy playing this great music. I hope you enjoy some of it. So that's it for today. I'll say good night and bye for now.